what are the core policies? Well, the Washington Consensus, which is basically designed for the Third World to make it that way and keep it that way, it's now being applied not just to the Third World countries, but to the rich industrial societies, with the United States and Britain in the lead. However, it's with a twist. Since it's being applied at home, this is really existing free market theory that's being applied at home, meaning nuanced. You know, so powerful government to protect the rich, and market discipline and tough love for everyone else. You see that very clearly. Go through the various elements of the Washington Consensus. The first one is about reducing government. Well, that's false. We're not reducing government. We're switching it, shifting it around. So social spending is indeed way down since the 1970s when this stuff started, accelerated after 1980, but it was starting in the mid-70s. Kind of a benchmark example is AFDC, the main support system. That was cut up virtually in half from about 1970 to 1990, with obvious effects on poor families and children and so on. It was part of a general war against women and children that was conducted by the conservatives under the name of family values. It's interesting that they were able to get away with that. That tells you something about the intellectual culture.